And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday?
Wait a minute. Stop the music. It's not Blue Monday. It's Tuesday. Stop. I may have missed Monday, but it is Tuesday. But for all of my regulars who missed me on Monday, I had to play Blue Monday or else your week wouldn't have started on the right foot. This is Michael Savage live tonight, filling in for myself. I took a long hiatus from radio, for me very long, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and here I'm back Tuesday, the long July 4th weekend. What can I report? Many things and nothing. All I can tell you is that radio is it. Radio is the best high in the world, and I'm glad to be back in front of the microphone. Now, I'm going to do little news later, but truthfully, I built my reputation originally as a guy who does more than news. I do news, views, and reviews. That's a phrase I created when I was a local host back in 94. News, views, and reviews. So before I do the news and give you my views of the news, I'd like to begin with a review of a television series called Ray Donovan that I have seen twice now. It's on Showtime. And I realize most of you don't watch Showtime. Most of you are not into as much. I'm a television addict. It takes my mind off problems, and I'm often perplexed at the roles that actors play as opposed to their communistic politics. You know, the opposition between the position they take as an actor and who they actually are in person. So one of the shows that I'm interested in, as I mentioned, is called Ray Donovan. It started on Showtime. And it's about, it shows the seamy side of Hollywood. It shows the seamy side of Hollywood, sort of. In other words, we get a picture of what it's really like, but we really don't see how dirty it really is and how degenerate most of them really are. But we get a peek at it. I got to give you a hint on that one. So Ray Donovan is played by Liev Schreiber, who I'll tell you more about in a minute. And he's the man who cleans up the messes of Hollywood's rich and powerful while trying to keep his own family and his own personal problems under control. Now, Liev Schreiber is, to me, wrong for the part, because he tries to look too tough when he's actually vulnerable. He hides the vulnerability that he really has shown in earlier movies. And I can't see him as a tough guy. That's number one. But John Voight, who plays his father, who's let out of prison, who's his arch enemy, steals the show. John Voight, in every scene, you can see, you know, this is the thing about great actors, is that the minute John Voight appears on the screen, you're mesmerized by him and his every word. And he projects a power. It's called screen presence. And he has it. Schreiber doesn't have it. There's some of the other characters that do have screen presence. I won't go into all the details because most of you have never seen the show Ray Donovan. I mean, if you like this kind of thing, it's very good. But I'm going to get to a news story eventually about marriage and about family in a while. Now, Liev Schreiber plays the tough guy, as I said. And here's what he has to say, and here's where the show is going to go today. He says, what really drew me to the original pilot script and to meeting Ann Biederman, who wrote it, by the way, it's great writing, was her fascination with masculinity and what it was about masculinity that was compelling and elusive, particularly the idea that with great rage and with great violence comes great vulnerability. I don't know what that means. That's some kind of hippie liberal view of things. I don't agree that that's true. With great rage and great violence comes great vulnerability. I mean, we all know about fighters who, when they're not fighting, are generally very quiet guys. That's what I've seen. Professional fighters are usually very gentle creatures, incidentally. The violent men are usually the guys who are not at all courageous in many ways. Men who are violent are usually very cowardly, incidentally. The ones who beat their wives, the ones who beat their children, they're cowards. So there's nothing new about that. But Liev Schreiber, as I say, is wrong for the role in Ray Donovan. He tries to look tough when he's vulnerable. And John Voight steals the show. If you look up, does anyone know what I'm talking about, why I'm talking about it, instead of immigration, instead of the Trayvon Martin case, and will there be a riot, and should out-of-state agitators and race war baiters like Al Sharpton be banned from entering Florida after the verdict to maintain peace and public order? I'm not doing that yet. Because you know what's going to happen. I mean, if there was a sane nation, the out-of-state agitators like Al Sharpton would not be permitted to enter Florida at the day of the verdict. That's period. But you know that he's going to be there and try to stir up a race war. You know that. And opposite him is a Broward County Sheriff's Department spot that's already been created, telling the idiots in the streets not to go crazy. Listen to clip number one. This was made for the morons in the gutter who are about to be agitated by out-of-state race haters. Listen to one.
Raise your voice.
And not your hands.
We need to stand together as one. No cuss, no guns.
Let's give violence a rest, because we can easily end up arrested.
I know your patience will be tested, but law enforcement has your back.
Let's back up and choose not to act up, and deputies are with us, so no need to act up.
Let it roll off your shoulders. It's water off your back. Don't lack composure, because in one instance, it could be over.
So let's make the choice to raise your voice and not... Yes.
I'm Sheriff Scott Israel, and law enforcement does have your back.
Okay, that killed it. In other words, it was good until he put his... the minute Scott Israel entered with the voice, that was the end of it. The opposite will happen, but that's my opinion. In other words, they made a spot to keep the morons from going crazy after the verdict, and then he had to put his two cents. If he just didn't say a word, maybe it would have influenced one out of a thousand. But I guarantee you, as I speak, the outside agitators are planning to go there. So now that I finished the news and giving you my views on it, I go back to what I really want to talk about, which is the Showtime show Ray Donovan. First of all, anyone listening to the Savage Nation actually watched Showtime and seen this show? That's number one. Before I continue with why I want to talk about this, the phone number here is 855-400-7282, if I remember correctly. 855-400-7282. And let me remind you something else. Talking is something you cannot do judiciously unless you keep in practice. Let me repeat that again. For all of you out there who think you could just get up here and talk for 3 hours a day and not stumble on yourself and do a good job, remember, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. I'm actually quoting someone. It's a movie. If anyone can tell me from which movie that line came, I will give you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. No one's going to know where I got that one from. Now let me go back to this for a minute, and I'll tell you why. Hollywood is filled with communists for reasons I don't understand why they hate America. In this series, Ray Donovan, I don't know whether they're communists or anarchists. They're all left-wing, except probably for John Voight, who is a well-known conservative in Hollywood. How he survives, I really don't know. But if you look at Liev Schreiber, he was born Isaac Liev Schreiber in San Francisco. Wow. The son of Heather Milgram and Tel Schreiber. The father is Austrian, Swiss, Irish, and Scottish from a wealthy Protestant society family from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Very good. The mother now lives on an ashram in Virginia and was born into a Brooklyn working-class household of Jewish communists, descended from immigrants from Poland, Ukraine, and Germany. Right? He describes his mother as a, quote, far-out socialist, Labor Party, hippie, bohemian freak who hung out with William Burroughs. Wow, what a pedigree that is, Liev. When his mother was 12, her own mother, Liev's grandmother, was lobotomized. That's great, great parentage. His mother has said that she named him after a favorite Russian author, Leo Tolstoy. We'll let that go. When Schreiber was 1 year old, his family moved to Canada. Heather, the mother, had a bad experience on LSD. Over the next 4 years, she was repeatedly admitted to hospitals and underwent therapy. After the father threatened to admit her to a mental institution, she fled with her son. That's the actor we're talking about. As the father pursued his wife, Liev Schreiber and his mother were trailed by private detectives. When he was three, his father kidnapped him from an upstate New York commune to which the mother had decamped. I'm reading from Wikipedia, by the way. Right? So the father thankfully tried to save the kid and kidnaps him. By the time the kid was four, he was living with her on the fourth floor of a dilapidated walk-up at First Avenue and First Street in New York City. In other words, living in an abandoned apartment. That's number two. And by the way, there was a custody battle which bankrupted his mother's father, Alex Milgram. Milgram, who was the most significant male in Schreiber's youth, played the cello and owned Renoir etchings, but he made his living by delivering meat to restaurants. That was his day job, delivering meat to restaurants. At least he delivered the meat through the front door. When Schreiber was five, his parents divorced, his mother won custody, and two moved to a cold water flat on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where he was raised. They had no electricity, hot water, or even beds, according to this report. Now, this is important for you to listen. This is what Hollywood's filled with. His mother was a highly cultured eccentric who supported them by splitting her time between driving a cab and creating papier-mâché puppets. I'll tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. I got to thank God I had sane parents. High-strung, yes. Emotional, yes. But my mother didn't create papier-mâché puppets, and she was never a schizophrenic. On Schreiber's 16th birthday, his mother brought him a motorcycle, quote, to promote fearlessness. Now, here's an interesting line coming up. The critic John Law wrote in a 1999 New Yorker profile, I love the New Yorker profiles where they feature me, he said that to a large extent, Liev Schreiber's professional shape-shifting and his uncanny instinct for isolating the frightened, frail, goofy parts of his characters are a result of being forced to adapt to his mother's eccentricities. It's both his grief and his gift. I don't know what that really means. But we do know that, according to this article, this actor endured his mother's mood swings and bohemian proclivities, which included making him take Hindu names, wear yoga shirts, and forcing him briefly to go to an ashram in Connecticut when he was 12. In the late 70s and early 80s, Liev Schreiber, known then as Shiva Das, lived in an ashram in Pomfret, Connecticut. He also abided by his mother's vegetarian diet, blah, 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 blah. So now he says, now since he had a child, Sasha, I've completely identified with everything my mother went through raising me, and I think her choices were inspired. In other words, he learned nothing from her madness. He learned nothing. So now he's going to impose his mother's insanity on his own child. Now that leads us to the discussion of the day that I wanted to get to, which is somewhat about the show Joe Donovan, which shows the seamy side of Hollywood, and somewhat about what masculinity really is, and a news topic called Six Reasons Why Men Are Opting Out of Marriage, and another news article I intend to cover today, where the deviants in the media are trying to encourage wife swapping. They're taking it from the gay community, where there's a lot of swapping amongst couples, according to this article. And here's what they're saying. Call it wife swapping, call it creepy, but no matter what you call it, there's no denying this alternative lifestyle is on the upswing. So then they're calling wife swapping an alternative lifestyle. In other words, if it feels good, do it. So the vulnerable will see the headline and say, yeah, maybe I should try it. You have to read the whole article to find out what the disease rate is amongst so-called swingers, which I will give you as the show progresses. You'll find out what the actual rate of chlamydia, gonorrhea, or both is amongst swingers as opposed to people who do not engage in this. We'll also talk about six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. We'll also talk about what is masculinity. And if the mood continues to strike me in the right way, I might give you a peek into what I did between Thursday and Monday. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now. before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUICOIN. 800-BUICOIN.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called Four Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0 600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. Four ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space designed to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, custom built-in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, not talking about politics as usual, because you've heard it all day long if you listen to the news, and I can do only so much of it, and then it's enough already. I mean, I'll come back, when something happens, okay? And intermittently. There's no news, really. You can make it up by making believe you're angry over everything in the world until eventually, no one wants to hear it anymore. So I'm talking instead about a Showtime show called Joe Donovan. I talked about Liev Schreiber's background with his crazy communist mother and how Hollywood seems to be filled with these people, with the exception of the guy who steals every scene, who is John Voight. I don't really know John Voight's politics. I've had breakfast with him twice. I think he's a great guy. I don't keep in touch with him. He's not my friend. But the minute he enters the scene, the movie, it's bingo. By the way, we have winners on talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. 20 people looked it up and got it right. One person's winning the book. Please don't call on that. Michael in Naples, Florida, go ahead. Where does that phrase come from, that sentence?
Michael, it was the Maltese Falcon, and I to look it up.
You did look it up or you knew it?
I did not. I knew it.
How did you know that?
It's one of my all-time favorite movies. And I have a memory for certain good movies.
That's amazing to me, Michael. Who would think that of an audience of whatever number it is that people would even know a phrase as obscure as that, and it's Sidney Greenstreet talking to Humphrey Bogart, where he says, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. I said to myself, my God, what a statement that is for talk radio. So obviously you're an extreme watcher and listener of the media, correct, Michael?
Yes.
And are you a film buff?
I am.
Do you like Joe Donovan? Have you seen Ray Donovan?
By coincidence, I saw the first episode, maybe half of it, before I turned it off.
Thank you. Now, wait a minute. That's good. Why'd you turn it off?
It didn't strike me as, the suspension of disbelief. I couldn't go with it because.
Thank you. In other words, well, first of all, I don't like guys who play tough guys who I know are not. Like, Liev Schreiber pumped himself up with trainers and bodybuilding, and he doesn't look like a tough guy to me. Is that sort of what turned you off?
Yeah, it's not necessarily the physicality. It's more the willingness.
Interesting. How about his Russian bodyguard, the fixer? He actually looks the part, doesn't he?
Looks, yes, but just the overall feel of it.
Okay, do you agree with me that John Voight steals the scenes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a John Voight fan to begin with. I'm really impressed with you, Michael. Would you prefer a copy of Abuse of Power or A Time for War?
Abuse of Power.
You got it. It's on the way out to you. Now, I got to tell you something else. I have a screenwriter friend coming out from New York. This is going to be a big week for me. And he's spending 4 days with me because we're going to adapt one or both of my novels for the screen. And he just sent me an email. I'm not going to tell you who he is. I asked him what he thought of this Showtime series. Maybe, look, if you're not, here's the thing about my show tonight. Let's say you don't have cable. You don't watch this. Say, well, what am I listening to this for? The answer is maybe you'll learn something about acting, directing, writing, script, whatever, or about drama or my view of it. So he sends this to me, and he says, he watched it for my sake last night. He said it has a kind of updated noir feel. I do a good job in the first 20 minutes, blah, blah. But he said, downsides, there are a lot of plot details to keep track of, which can get tricky if they develop them all. And at least in this episode I watched, tended to make it a bit too diffuse. The dialogue was pretty good on the whole. They didn't overload it with information, simply letting the scene speak for itself. Tough to write a reticent character like Ray in that medium. Then he asked me what I thought. Then he sends me another email about John Voight, which I'll read to you when I come back, because I'm very interested in screenplays, in movies right now. And I'll stop. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot 560 KSFO. Taking a look at traffic. San Francisco Giants game in about 45 minutes. So, of course, things are slow, not helping things. A new stall, southbound 101 connector to eastbound 80. Right lane is blocked. South Bay, eastbound 237, Great America Parkway. I have a crash being reported there. Traffic slow and go before Highway 101. Southbound 880 at Hesperian. Have an accident. Looks like the lanes have just been cleared there, but traffic's going to be slow. And in the South Bay, southbound 880 at the Alameda. Had an earlier problem. Looks like it's been cleared. Traffic still sluggish from Highway 237. Southbound 101. Slow and go. Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. In the East Bay, northbound 680, sluggish. Danville to Walnut Creek. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Beach Blanket Babylon, the world's longest-running musical review, is high-energy pop culture satire and the perfect night out. The SF Chronicle gives Beach Blanket Babylon its highest rating as the real San Francisco treat. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP. A tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It is. Savage Nation. Someone just wrote me, compelling radio, Savage. Great opening. Your listeners must thank God you're back. Well, I hope you do, because at least you don't have to hear the same thing all day long. I mean, it's enough already. And someone also wrote and said, your description of Liev Schreiber's ashram communist mother, I thought you were describing Obama's mother. Cymbal shot. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's that story. You know, I learned something from this opening. You want to hear what I learned? I said, in the middle of talking, I said, you know, I'm back. And I said, you know, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. And then I said to you, that quote came from a certain movie. And if you know where it came from, I'll send you a book. Another talk show host would have used a line like that as though they created it, not realizing that this medium radio is filled with the most intelligent people, most intelligent listeners in the country. And someone would catch you plagiarizing, and then you'd be Doris Cairns Goodwin. So you see, the thing is, if you're not honest with your audience, you're not going to last in this business. I'll tell you right now. The worst thing you can do is be a pseudo-intellectual, quote people without quoting, I mean, rip off writings without telling the people what you're reading. So you can get away with a lot of that in radio, you think, but you can't. If you have an intelligent audience, they're going to catch you. I'm trying to give you tips if you're a young guy who want to be a talk show host. So you want to be a talk show host? Join the famous talk show host school. Only $99 a month. Remember those famous artist schools in Connecticut? I was so tempted as a kid. joined the famous artist. It was always like a guy in a smock who looked like Uncle Weatherby with an easel. And if you sent the money, they turned you into an artist. Look, people have dreams. Why not? So I want to take your calls on this. There are other. I mean, I will get to the news. I'm not ready for it yet. I have new. I'll show you what's coming up on the show. We already had the Zimmerman lawyer, where we know what's coming, and we know that the non-law abiding animals will be in the streets trying to burn things down because of the out-of-state agitators. You know what I think about that. We know that we have sound like six reasons why men are opting out of marriage from Dr. Helen Smith. What did you play that now, clip 8? Let's hear that, David. Let's hear clip 8. Maybe they'll
today,
get interested.
More and more men are choosing not to go to school, not to get a job, and not to get married. If similar numbers of women were doing the same, someone would raise the alarm. But since men are the ones opting out, the problem has been mostly met with silence. Some books say that men are just a bunch of lazy, stoner frat boys who are acting immaturely. In reality, men are acting rationally and opting out of education, work, and marriage, because in all of these areas, the penalties are high and the rewards are low.
Well, she has it half right. What men are doing is saying, I've had enough with the scum lawyers who have made marriage impossible. They don't want to go to college because they're picked on and women are given the best shots at scholarships. They understand that working is also a deficit in many cases because they're passed over for dumb people and women. They understand that. So she has it half right. But listen to clip number 9. You'll hear the rest of why men are not getting married. Then we'll go back to the really important stuff.
The first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
No, thank the lawyers and the feminist radicals who have destroyed marriage. They've gotten exactly what they've wanted. And now let the women enjoy themselves. So now let's go back to what I really want to talk about, which is the TV show Ray Donovan. I mean, I have to keep you interested. And I haven't gotten yet to the swinging story, which they're trying to push now as a lifestyle choice. They're calling wife swapping for married couples an alternative lifestyle. That's what they're trying to sell. And I'm not ready to talk about it, but you should know that the disease rate among so-called swingers compared to straight people is, as you would expect, very high. And I'll read you the data so you can make up your own mind as to whether or not you want to risk your life for a little pleasure. I want to go back to the Showtime TV show Ray Donovan, which I find very interesting from a few points of view, but it fails in some ways. And one of the reasons it fails is that the tension between the father and son doesn't exist for me. It's forced. I have no idea why I should care about the father character played by John Voight coming back and why he hates him. I don't quite understand it. What are they trying to do? The Abraham and Isaac thing? I don't quite get it. This is they're trying to do a little modified Abraham and Isaac. Now, you have to understand something. This series was written by a woman, and she does a fairly good job, and she got credit for the script. And the wife and the women characters are drawn very, very well. And while the men are drawn very well, they're not drawn as well as the women characters because it's written by a woman. And it's a woman's point of view, which is there's nothing wrong with that. There are some good women characters. But, you know, I'm a huge fan of The Sopranos. I watch the reruns. I've watched the reruns for years. I've missed it since it's gone off the air. I've never seen writing like this, like The Sopranos. I mean, some of the lines are such killers that I remember them to this day. For example, I was watching a rerun the other night, and I forget which, Paulie, the guy with the white sides on his head, that character, he's a fabulous character. He's talking about when you get older. Tony's in the hospital with a gunshot wound, hovering between life and death. And he's sitting there talking to Tony while Tony's in a coma. And Tony, they show Tony's dream, Tony Soprano's dreams. Actually, what he's thinking in a coma, which is brilliant. I never saw it done as well. And the guy's struggling, and then they show the blood pressure rising as this idiot's talking to him about idiot things, where he almost throws him into a cardiac arrest from his maddening dialogue. So one of the things this Paulie character says to him is, I don't know, Tony, you know, he's just trying to pass the time, shoot the breeze there in the hospital, and Tony's in a coma. And he says to him, you know, Tony, he says, look, when you get older, it's not easy to keep in shape. He says, when I was in the Army, he said, I had such biceps, they wanted to put me in the Army magazine. I was so good, my arms. Look at him now, he says. No matter what you do, they hang like a woman's, and he doesn't, you know, I can't say that on radio. I mean, killer lines like that, you have to be a little older to get it. Because no matter what a man does, no matter what testosterone product you're taking, at a certain point, you just have to give it up and accept the fact that that time and gravity catches up with all of us. It's as simple as that. And, you know, once you accept that time and gravity catches up with all of us and you just take a deep breath, it's actually pleasant to recognize the fact that you're not going to live to the age of Methuselah. And you may as well just try to, like, you know, enjoy it while you can, which leads me to the next topic. I did something completely crazy over the weekend. Actually, I did two crazy things over the weekend. One, I took delivery of a 1970 Jaguar XKE. Yes, I know, it's the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. If you want trouble, buy a Jaguar. Everybody knows that. If you want real trouble, buy an old Jaguar. And if you really want trouble, buy an old Jaguar with three carburetors. Well, I did all three things, and I love the car. Teddy loves the car. It's a fawn blue, like a light blue. It's a killer car. It really is beautiful. So what do you need it for at your age? I'm not trying to pick up girls. I mean, is that what I bought the car for? And I'm going to tell you a funny story. You want to hear this story to go with it? Sunday, I had a barbecue at my house. I have like one or two a year. That's all I do, put on two parties a year, because everyone thinks you're supposed to entertain. I'm not a total recluse in that regard. So I threw a party together. I invited people maybe a week before, and I did some cooking of the hot dogs and the chicken apple sausages. And then I catered it from a local Italian restaurant, like a chain restaurant, but the food was amazing. It was astounding. I mean, you got to understand how good this was. People, I ordered triple the amount they needed. Why? Because in The Sopranos, I'm always jealous of every barbecue scene in The Sopranos with Italian meals. There's always more, much more than you need. So I said, yeah, that's the way food was served in my house. When my mother cooked, she didn't measure out a quarter of a pound of meat for each person. She cooked for an army. And that way, when people ate, they ate, and they ate, and they ate. That's sort of why I tend to overeat. I can't limit my eating, because I was not raised to limit the amount of food I eat. For better or for worse, I've gotten to this age, okay? So get back to me when you're my age and tell me I'm wrong. So nevertheless, I throw the party, and I call it a Jaguar XKE party, because I wanted people to see the car. Is it a show-off thing? Not really, because it's not a rare car in that sense. I'm not trying to show I'm rich. It's like, why? Because every guy I know over the age of a certain age wanted an XKE when they were like 18 or 20 and couldn't afford it. Everybody wanted that car in 1965 through 1972. And Enzo Ferrari called the XKE the most beautiful car ever designed. You know what? I got to tell you, he's right. When you sit behind the wheel and you drive slowly on a back road and you look down the hood, what you're doing is it's like you're sitting in a Spitfire airplane. It is an interesting story. There's not a digital chip in this car, so I'm safe from the NSA controlling it and driving me off a cliff. Whereas my new cars all have chips in them, and I'm afraid they can speed it up, slow it down, hit the brake, or whatever. In this car, there's absolutely no way to control it from a distance, short of driving it off a road with a cement truck, because it has it's all analog. It's old analog parts like points and plugs and batteries, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, that great Lucas electrical wiring. Who would not want a car with British wiring from 1970 in it? I mean, who wouldn't want such an experience? So when I was young, I was fascinated with the Jaguar. Because this is an interesting side story. When I was young and poor, when I was 1 and 20, when I was young and poor, I was crazy about cars. I was car crazy, like all America boys. And one of the cars I always dreamed of having, I read Road and Track like people read the Bible in Missouri. I could tell you the 0 to 60 times, the quarter mile times, the axle ratios. I could tell you the carburation, the aspiration, the inspiration, the acceleration of any car in America when I couldn't drive. And I got my first car, which was a used, of course, 1955 two-door salesman's model Oldsmobile in green. And I got to tell you something. When my father brought that car home for me on Utopia Parkway and sat out there in the rain, I, to this day, have never had a thrill as I had that night going out of my attached brick house when my dad said, I got you this car, Michael. And I went down in that car, and I sat in that car with the rain forming on. It was like a light rain. I don't know what time of year it was. I was born in March. It must have been March, April, spring rain in New York. And I saw the beads of water forming on the windshield. Sitting with my father in a car, we said nothing. I sat in that car, two-door salesman's Oldsmobile, 1955 car, must have been 1958, 59, 60 by that time, I guess 60. That car was still the most beautiful car in the world to me, but I dreamed of others. And one of the cars I always dreamed of was a Jaguar. I always loved the XK150, the 140. And as time went on, I had a 150, which is a piece of junk. As I told you last week, got locked in first gear on we went to a party in Manhattan. It was like 2 in the morning. We come out of the party, you know, ripped out of our minds. I didn't know where I was to begin with. Now you put the car, you try to put the car to start it, and it's locked in first gear, and you can't move it, and it's a tow-away zone at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you're with your other doofus friends who also don't know what to do with the car. So we had to schlep back to Queens in someone else's car and get a tow truck and tow that piece of junk out of there. So I said, I'll never buy another Jaguar. Well, a few years later, I bought another Jaguar. I bought an XK140 drophead coupe, automatic, no less. And when the kids were young, I loved that car. And this is an interesting story from my point of view. If you're interested, fine. If not, go listen to someone. Go listen to Wolfgang. I don't really care. I'm just telling you a story. Here's the thing. This is storytelling time in the Savage Nation. It's summer. Lighten up. Lighten up, man. We got a dictatorship. The NSA is spying on you. They're flooding the country with illegal aliens. The borders are being overrun. The language is being bastardized. The culture is being stepped upon. Congress is filled with a bunch of no-goodniks. But other than that, things are basically the same they've always been for most of us. And so, therefore, there's an old phrase, living well is the best revenge. And what that means to me is turn within in a certain way. You know what I mean? Do what you like to do. What are you going to do? Change the world? I've tried 19 years of trying. So give me the merit badge. Give me the Eagle Scout merit badge for trying. And I'll keep trying. But, you know, at a certain point, you have to try to enjoy yourself as well. Eat well, drink well, drive well, whatever. And try to hold on to your health and take care of your family and let the world go to hell. That's what I got to tell you right now. So then I get that 140, and it was in a color, a unique light blue color called Cotswold Blue. Now, those of you who know England, a country I'm not fond of anymore, Cotswold is a region of England. And where the blue came from, I don't know, but they named it Cotswold Blue. I used to call it Robin Eggs Blue. All right. Kids got older. I had to sell the car. I needed the money. Got rid of it. Now, for 15 years, I kept having repetitive dreams. No matter what I did in life, things got better for me. I bought a new Mercedes S600, which I love. I call it Wilhelm. I gave it a name. When I drive him around, he's definitely Wilhelm. And I have another exotic sports car I never drive. But I kept dreaming of that sports car, the old Jag. Look how things stick in your mind. I'd have repetitive dreams, I almost said nightmares, that I had left California and I left that car and 3 or 4 others in a garage with some people and they were under covers. And I'd come back and I would like talk in the dream to the mechanics. It was like in a showroom somewhere, an old showroom. You have the car? Yes, we have the car. Go up to the second floor. And I go up to the second floor. They take the cover off it. And there it would be, and I'd turn the key and start it and drive down the ramp and drive it out. And I'd say, wow, isn't that amazing? They still had that car for me. So I kept saying, why am I dreaming of an old car? Well, I understand why, because I'm deeply connected to my subconscious, because it's a want, that's all. It's a want for my youth. It's a want for my early manhood. It's a want for, as I said to you, success is a stale finale. The struggle is the success, as Eugene O'Neill wrote in Long Day's Journey into Night. And in some ways, I wouldn't say my journey is over, but it certainly is not in the beginning. The journey is not at the beginning of the journey, okay? Let me put it that way, if you want to hear it that way. And I would say I have a certain modicum of success, and I wouldn't say it's a stale finale, but it's not the same as the struggle. The struggle in the beginning with the dreams and the hopes is uniquely different in a man's life than later on in life, no matter what he achieves. The struggle is an amazing part of your life. It's a beautiful thing to embrace. So those cars in my subconscious represent that phase of my life when I was struggling. You understand? And I guess it was a better time than I thought. Who knew it at the time? Did I know I liked the slum I grew up in? How did I know it was a beautiful slum? I didn't know. I didn't see the garbage in the street. I saw the roses on the fence across the street in the woodlot. I didn't see any of the dirt. I saw all of the beauty. So this is the problem with life, is that as I read it in Huxley when he said, life must be lived forwards, but it can only be understood backwards. And I believe that was written, of course, I think he was quoting the great English poet, I forget it right now. I should throw it off the top of my lips. I don't remember. But it was Huxley quoting, who knows who wrote that? Life must be lived forwards, but it can only be understood backwards. But that's true. You have no choice but to go forwards, but only in looking backwards can you understand why certain things happened to you and what they signified. Now move the arc of that story forward. So I find online, I got to take a break, I'll finish this and stop. I find online that exact blue, but in like opalescent, and I buy it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Case of O traffic, we've got a new accident northbound 280 connector to southbound 101. This is in San Jose. Look for some delays there. Westbound 80 Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. It's a stalled car in the left lane. Traffic already sluggish on the upper deck. Have a Giants game in about 20 minutes. Northbound 101 before 380 in South San Francisco. Crash, that's off to the right shoulder. And back to San Jose, southbound 880 before 101. An accident there. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Washers. Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at Pacific Sales today.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800
Repiping. 800-737-4746.
Are you looking for a simple way to engage customers like never before? Samsung's digital signage can grab your customers' attention and influence what they buy without the need for printed signs. See how Samsung digital signage helps create more opportunities for your business. And look for our new Samsung Smart Signage Platform, a breakthrough way to help you make the switch. Visit Samsung.com/signs or call 1-800-SAM-4-BIZ. That's 1-800-726-4249.
Hey, Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday. This will be July 18th from 5 to 7 o'clock. It'll be at the Eclipse Restaurant and Lounge at the Hyatt Regency San Francisco at Embarcadero Center. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me for some light bites, an icy cold beverage, and lots of political talk. This will be July 18th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, Thirsty Thursday. For more information, visit KSFO.com. We'll see you Thursday the 18th.
The food police.
The food police!
We're just too dumb on our own to figure it out.
This is an all-points bulletin.
This is insanity.
Weird hot pursuit of the Sean Hannity Show.
Weekdays at noon.
We need the government controlling every single aspect of our lives.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
We are talking about crazy hippie bohemian ashram mothers who produce actors who are all leftist lunatics. We are talking about a TV show called Ray Donovan on Showtime. We are talking about an ex-gay in fawn blue, or I don't know what color it really is. It's some kind of luminescent blue, light blue, like the Cotswold blue. It runs great, by the way. The car's still good, thank God. I haven't pulled a choke on a car to start it in about 500 years. I didn't even know what it was. It was sitting there on the car. It was like, pull this. I didn't know what it was. It runs like a champion. But, I mean, when you have new cars, everything's done by a chip. And it demands a driving, you know, a driving skill. Came back the 8th shift. The toughest gear is third gear because you want to go right from second on an angle. You got to go like on an H. You got to go, like, to the right and up. It is so primitive. It's a pleasure. Every time I get in it, I think it's like Neville shoots on the beach. I'm expecting nuclear war, and it's the end of the world, and I'm in the Jaguar. No, remember the movie On the Beach where the world's coming to an end, and there was a Jaguar XK120 in it? Look how it's stuck in my mind. You don't know anything about this. And the news, views, and reviews that I'm famous for. Right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
It is The Savage Nation through rose-colored glasses tonight. The world is beautiful. The borders are intact. The language is intact. The culture is intact. We have an honorable patriot in the White House. We have wonderful, upstanding, stand-up guys in the NSA, CIA, FBI. Americans have nothing to fear from China or Russia. The economy is doing... yeah, right. So that's why I'm talking about a television show and about a Jaguar XKE and God knows what else. 6 reasons why men are opting out of marriage, which is a great topic, by the way. And if you care to chime in on any of these topics, the phone number is no reason to give it to you, really, because it's sold out. Because if you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. As I learned back in the 60s from the great naturalist and writer, John Burroughs, who wrote that. If you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. And I'll tell you something, that's what radio has to be, especially now. Now, before I begin on these topics that I touched on in the last hour, I want to read you something. Savage Nation, the king of digital talk radio. This is from my free newsletter, which you can get by going to michaelsavage.com, and you click and you get a free newsletter. So they wrote this. It says, in today's issue, more and more talk radio fans are listening to their favorite shows through their smartphones and other digital devices. And now for the second time, TalkStream Live reports, the Savage Nation is the digital king of America's talk radio shows, drawing the most listeners via web streaming in the second quarter of this year. TalkStream Live, which provides a dynamic directory of internet radio, ranked Michael Savage number one in the second quarter of 2013, moving up from number two in the first quarter. Savage's share of the audience was 12.5 compared to Rush Limbaugh's 12.3. It's the second time Savage has become the top streaming talker. He ranked number one in the third quarter of 2012, just before a short hiatus due to his transfer to Cumulus Media Networks, which began airing his show in a new time slot, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Now listen to this. This is intriguing. TalkStream Live used a sample size of 869,144 listener sessions from April 1 to June 30. This is a huge sample. As an epidemiologist, this is a major league sample, so it's accurate. So it says, TSL explains that it comprises top 25 report, blah, blah, blah. Many listeners hear the Savage Nation through smartphone apps provided by, well, I don't read the name, da-da-da-da-da. The show is also garnering high ratings on the traditional airwaves through local stations across the nation, which can be found here. Visit the Michael Savage website here. So I'm not going to ask you a question to blow my own horn, but I got to tell you something. Number one, I left the air for a month. Number two, I came back on the air in a new time slot. And number three, now I'm number one, and I'm the king of digital talk radio. I could ask you why, but I know why. The answer could be heard in tonight's show, because I'm not doing the same stuff that you heard all day long. I'm not lazy. I'm very committed. And if I give you what's interesting to me, I think it'll be interesting to you. One last note on the ratings thing. Digital streamers, meaning people listen to radio on their portable devices, are generally much younger than the regular listeners who listen on, you know, radio. So if you are wanting to get a younger audience, it's my show. I'm an anomaly in the talk radio business, which, God bless older people, but most people in conservative talk radio in particular tend to pull in people, you know, 50 and above. Nothing wrong with that. I'm in that category. But the advertisers think that that's sort of a diminishing audience. The politicians have written it off. They're all wrong, incidentally. But the fact is that young people listen to the radio on their apps, on their devices. And who are they listening to most in talk? Me. Why? Why are young people listening to me when they have so many other choices? Well, I'll let you figure it out. I hinted at it when I quoted the Maltese Falcon line, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. And so I dream to keep in practice. My dreams are in color, and they're filled with dialogue. They're good movies every night. Last night I had a bad movie. Last night's movie consisted of me losing Teddy, my beloved dog. And the reason that happened, and I'll get back to the show in a minute, I figured that out because I've been doing, you know, self-analysis since I'm 17, dream analysis. I learned it from an American Indian in New York a long time ago. And you don't have to believe me, but I did. I learned a lot of things from American Indians in bars in New York. You wouldn't believe that either. In fact, I had my palm read in a West Village bar. I'll never forget. Did I ever tell you that story? See, it's summertime, and the stories start to predominate my show in the summer because it's easy listening. It's summertime, and the living is easy. It's as simple as that. Yeah, you're going to agitate and eat your guts out. You can if you want, but, you know, count me out of it for tonight. So I remember when I was a young guy, like 17, 18, 19, I don't know how old, I was trying to be a bohemian. I don't know, for whatever reason, I liked to go to the West Village. And there was a bar, I remember now, I think it was called The Dugout. It had sawdust on the floor. And it was so not like my normal, beautiful Queens, you know, I called it my green carpeted world of perfect security. Every kid runs away from that. They want to think that they're going to walk in the wild side. So I did the bridge and tunnel job, go into the West Village, and I hung out in this bar. Who knows who I was trying to ape at the time, you know, one writer or another. They all turn out to be schmucks anyway. I mean, you don't know as a kid. See, if you're young, you got to understand you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what you're doing. You think you know, but you have no idea who you are or what you're going to be or what's really going on. And what you tend to do is ape. You ape actors. You ape morons who consider themselves artists. So I did the same thing when I was 18. So I went to this bar, hung out with people, including an American Indian, who I'll never forget read my palm. Big guy. Big hands, and he said, let me see your hand. He didn't even introduce himself. He was one of the regulars. So he looks at my palm, and he says, I forgot what he said. He said to me, you're going to have a long life, and you're going to do very well financially. The next moment, a woman was doing a cartwheel you know, trying to be a bohemian, sort of like Lee Schreiber's mother, I guess, or I might say someone in the Oval Office is, you know, ashram-loving hippie monk, was doing cartwheels in the bar to attract attention to herself, and she fell over on her behind in the sawdust and was completely chagrined, looked horrible, whereupon the Native American, or shall I say Indian, who had just read my poem, went up to her, quite drunk, I believe, bowed to her with one arm on his stomach and one arm, and said, "Madam, if you're going to swim with the fishes, you have to expect to get wet," which I thought was very clever and very funny. I enjoyed it very much. Boy, did I get my money's worth that night for the few beers that I bought. But those were the days when there was intelligent dialogue in bars. I mean, I got to tell you something. I don't know if it still goes on. What goes on in bars today? I don't know. I don't go to bars in that regard. What's the point? With cable television and whatever. So last night, for some reason, oh, I know why, because we've been talking about getting Teddy a wife. He's 9 years old. He's becoming 10. People are telling me, don't worry, they live to 14 or 15. I don't want another box of ashes. I don't know what I'm going to do without this dog. In fact, I don't think I can have another dog after him. I've had so many dogs in my life, and I've been fond of most of them, except for the one that bit me down to the shank. The other dogs I've enjoyed, the shank biter, Tippy, who I write about in the Train Tracks, I could do without. Him I never liked. Everyone feared him. He was an animal. That was an animal dog. It's like a hitter Hell's Angel dog. I don't know why my father brought him home. Threatened everyone in the neighborhood, the family. It was like a pit bull. Worse than a pit bull. He was a half chow, like a crazy nut dog. Instead of having a full purple tongue like a chow, he had a half purple tongue with spots on it. Like a bear. This one was a real bear. If the bell would ring, he'd go insane, Tippy. Insane. I mean, roars and bang. And my mother, get in the basement, get in the basement, screaming, yelling, and locking him in the... I remember to this day, I can hear the door closing. And he'd be hitting the door with his paws. You're afraid he's going to break the door down like The Shining. And then there was a story of Fat George came over the bookie when he jumped on his leg and started to... I use a nice word. This guy, Fat George, was a bookie. He was a 350-pounder. Lovely. Everyone loved this guy. He had some shady life. Who knows what he did. I think he was a bookie and a part-time purveyor of women in a hotel. I don't know the whole story. I wrote about it in Train Tracks and Psychological Nudity. Everyone loved this guy. Just kind-hearted, big guy. Like, let's say, like, one of the fat characters in The Sopranos, that behind it there's something, you know, different, sinister. But on the face of it, the kids love guys like that. They're always drawn to big men who are strong. They feel safe around them. And he was a great guy. But my dog took a fancy to him. Tippy took a fancy to Fat George. And my mother lets him out of the basement, not Fat George. She let Tippy out of the basement one day. He comes roaring across the floor, jumps on Fat George's calf, which must have been 18 inches around, locks his paws around his calf, and starts to treat George's calf like it was his girlfriend. Well, George starts to laugh hysterically. He's rolling back on the couch. I could see it to this day. He's long dead. And he's laughing. He doesn't take it like serious. My mother and the women go crazy in the living room. It was considered lewd, disgusting, and it was horrible. They take out brooms, mops. They're hitting the door with brooms. And nothing could break Tippy's legs or Fat George's calf. Finally, they release the dog from his calf and throw him down in the basement. That dog I hated because one summer he bit me on the leg right down to the bone and I was hospital, whatever. Actually, it was in Ellenville. I went to the hospital. I don't even know where. I got the scars to this day. So aside from that dog who bit me, I've loved my other dogs. Now, Teddy is my favorite animal because this one is like a brother with fur. I know people are saying, oh, wait, he's not a person. No, he isn't a person. I get it. He's better than persons. Let's put it to you that way. So far, he's never lied to me. He's never tried to get something from me. He's never come to a party and not reciprocated. He doesn't wait to call. He shows me his love by looking at me. So, nevertheless, I love this dog. So he's becoming like 9, 10, and I'm starting to think, like, oh, I can't take this because I don't want another one in ashes in a box. So we went to a party over the weekend, a July 4th party out in the country. It was beautiful. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because it's a private thing. And one of the women is a breeder of poodles. So we're going to get Teddy a wife. So I started hearing, like, wow. So she says to me, well, if we have puppies, are you going to keep? I said, of course I want one or two. I want the son of Teddy in the house. I want him to imprint. I know I have to put up with the mess and whatever. It's worth it. Because I don't want, I mean, it's like the world without this dog is going to be too empty for me. He's laying there right now as I talk to you under the table. It's like his master's voice. He's just like my best buddy. I get up in the morning. You know the whole story. If you have a dog, you go to the bathroom, he comes in the bathroom. You take a shower, he sits and watches you. You eat, he eats. You don't eat, he doesn't eat. You're happy, he's happy. You're not happy, he doesn't eat. You want to run, he's happy to run. You want to take a ride in the car with the top down, he's there for you, right? So, I mean, the man, you know, dog is man's best friend. Dog lovers know this, right? So it's like, I don't want this. I don't want this mortality business. You know, then I have my own issues right now, which, thank God, not serious, but they're starting to show me that, you know, we're all made of flesh. So they're going to mate the dog in plain English, and I'm going to get the son of Ted, I hope, right? So now I go to sleep after that thing. I'm going to get the dog and the son, and I'm dreaming that he's gone. I can't find him. And the snow is falling. Out of nowhere, white snow falls like in a Kurosawa movie. Out of nowhere, like the director drops snow out of the sky. Suddenly it's Kurosawa. And the set changes in my brain to snowflakes. Big snowflakes are falling. And the dog is gone. And there's like a lot of dogs around. And I'm looking, Teddy. And there's no Teddy. And all of a sudden, I come to a peat bog. A peat bog, no less. Listen to this. And there was a tunnel that had been dug by the dogs for the night to get out of the snow. And they're hiding in the peat bog. And they come out. And I see a fluffy gray dog who from a distance and from the rear, I think, is Teddy. I run up to him. Teddy, I found you. And he turns around, and it's not him. It's like a person, right, in a station, like a train station, or you think is someone you know, and it's not them. And that was that dream. And here I am, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL, 888-TAX-DEAL.
The Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship is coming to Monterey's Mazda Raceway at Laguna Seca July 19th. Don't miss 3 days of adrenaline-pumping, heart-pounding racing as the world's best motorcycle riders descend upon one of the world's most beautiful and challenging racetracks. Tickets are available now for the Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship. Get all the details at MazdaRaceway.com. That's MazdaRaceway.com.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, and as opposed to paying attention to the crazy man in the White House who was increasingly showing signs of paranoia, duplicity, and madness. Now he's telling federal workers to spy on each other. It's unbelievable. Look at the top of the Drudge Report. He wants federal workers to report on each other, and if they don't, there are penalties. He's starting to act like a madman, like a mad king. This is beyond King Lear. The man is a madman. We know that, and we also know that he has tendencies towards despotism that are showing increasing signs of presentation. But we'll let that go for the moment. Instead, we'll talk amongst ourselves about dogs and cars and things of that nature. 855-472-82 if you care to join the dialogue. I think one of the topics that is worthy of a call is six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. And I believe you should play clip nine, David, to start that one off again. Nine would be
the first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
Well, thank you for you degenerate lawyers and your feminists for destroying the family. Let's go to clip 10 now on why men don't get married.
The fourth reason is that men will lose their space. The entire house is supposed to be a shared space. But the rise of the man cave means that the home is increasingly becoming the domain of only the wife and children. The fifth reason, they can lose their freedom. If a man gets divorced and can't afford child support, he can get locked up. For example, in Massachusetts, 96% of the people incarcerated for unpaid child support are men.
So this is a war on men that was started by Betty Friedan and the other vile creatures who call themselves feminists, when in fact they were not feminists at all. They were not out to liberate women. They were out to destroy men. And destroy men, have they done that? Of course they have. And you women who can't find a man to settle down with you have only your female cohorts to blame. Don't blame the men. The men have awakened to the fact that it's a rigged pinball machine. Clip 11 now, please. Fire away.
The final reason that men don't want to get married is that the single life is better than ever.
I get it.
In the past, single men were looked at with suspicion, but this is no longer the case. There are plenty of 40-year-old bachelors. Employers look favorably at employees with non-conflicting family responsibilities. Dating has gotten easier, and premarital sex is no longer taboo. On top of this, there's more to entertain single men today than there was in the past, with video games, cable TV, and the Internet providing diversions not previously available.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Hunger strike has hit the California prison system. Corrections officials say more than 30,000 inmates have refused to eat at least one meal as part of a protest over inmates held in solitary confinement at Pelican Bay State Prison. State officials have installed a new chief for the City College of San Francisco in an effort to save the school from losing its accreditation. The elected Board of Trustees was stripped of authority yesterday, and regulators installed a special trustee to decide how the college will spend its money. Taking a look at the roadways right now, have a crash. Southbound 880 First Street in San Jose. Looks like it's off to the right side. Grass fire being reported in Fairfield, eastbound 80 at the Highway 12 westbound exit. It looks like that ramp may be blocked. Southbound 101 Woodside Road in Redwood City. Road work going in on the ramp there. It'll be there all night. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. TAXDEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by representative Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year is going to cost us a little more than last year in terms of these crazy economic policies, but the question is how much? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a special luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Again, Tuesday the 16th, the Hilton in Pleasanton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's Santana Row in San Jose, both at noon for lunch, free, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com. Coming up on the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the thing you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out of run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline,
what happened? Why can't you be true? How do we go from that to Al Sharpton? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Yeah, the 60s were great for America. Some people say I'm surprised that America survived the 60s. My answer is we didn't. Yep. Now we have the Patriot Act. Now we have a man who's not an honorable man to begin with, using the Patriot Act to spy on everyone, turning federal workers against each other, increasingly looking like a character out of a very, very bad Shakespearean rewrite, where the madness is starting to come out of this man. We have a government in default. We have a government turning on the people, now turning on the government workers. We have young people who were hoodwinked into believing Obama was like them when, in fact, he was using them to pay for the future costs of Castro care for everyone else. Missing $4 trillion. Nobody knows where their money is. So we are living, we're getting keel-hauled. We're getting keel-hauled by Barack Obama, and no one's stopping him. And I don't want to talk about it. That's what I'm talking about, why you're not getting married. Now, for those of you who are going to say, well, you know, what do I need to get married for? There's the old thing with the cow and the milk. I mean, I've heard that, too. I think it is all sexual in a certain way. You know, you could say it's financial, and you could say it's lawsuits and guys and this and that. I think that it's all sexual. In other words, when women had a higher standard of morality, and in plain English, didn't go to bed with the first guy they met in a bar and didn't think they had to act like boys or guys like who want to sleep with everyone. Guys got married primarily because that's where they were going to, you know, have their satisfaction. And once the women were encouraged by the left-wing fanatics in various aspects of our culture, or society rather, to sleep around like men and to be talk with dirty language, the F word every 2 minutes in the movie and boasting about who they slept with, you know, one movie after the other, you know. Once that happened, guys realized what's the point of getting married. They don't need to get married for that. Now, well, they need children. They want a family. How many men want a family anymore? What do they want a family for? Why? What do they want a family for? They said, what do I need a family for? There's no encouragement of it. The degenerates in Hollywood certainly don't encourage the family ideal. And it goes back to that show Ray Donovan, by the way. There's a couple of characters that I think are so true to form that they're alarming, and they're not even known. One of them is a guy with a face that looks like a rat, who's like a major Hollywood producer, who is in every scene screaming and yelling. And one of his leading men has a proclivity towards transsexuals. And in one of the scenes, the transsexual films him on an iPhone, performing a certain thing with him, and then threatens the actor, who's supposedly macho, with exposure unless the actor gives him $1 million. So the Ray Donovan character is called in to fix that storyline. So he goes and visits the transsexual, who, by the way, is played beautifully. It probably is a real transsexual. Beautiful role, incidentally. Very well done and believable at that. And, but in reality, they would have killed the transsexual. They wouldn't have talked to him and told him not to, or they'll kill him. That's nonsense. They would have just knocked him off. But anyway, the guy, the actor, so-called, and there's plenty of actors like this, as you well know. They play macho roles, but you know that they're not. And to show you how twisted Hollywood is, this rat-like man in the TV show who's portrayed, I think he represents someone in Hollywood who looks like that rat-like character, who was one of the kings, the kingmakers, who put Obama in power, incidentally. This rat-like creature who's screaming and yelling says, we got a $400 million movie opening tomorrow. We can't have this leaking. Take care of it. Okay? So to take care of it, not only do they threaten the transvestite or transsexual, whatever they call it, what else do they do? A poor junkie character ODs in a room. She's dead. What do? They take the actor who really has a thing for transsexuals and put him in the room with the dead person. So what? He says, well, he had nothing to do with it. So Hollywood is saying that it's more culturally acceptable to be around a woman who ODs in a room and say you had nothing to do with it than it is to sleep with a transsexual. That shows you how, you see what I'm saying? In other words, he could still pretend to be a man, whereas the other way he could. See what I mean? It's that's how twisted the story. But it shows you a piece of Hollywood that we're never allowed to have seen until now, which I thought was very good. There are a few other good parts in the writing that I have to remark upon. The Elliot Gould character is kind of dopey and funny in a way. You know, half Alzheimer's, he has Halfheimer's. I mean, walking around making crazy statements, breaking into dialogue in Yiddish that has no meaning whatsoever to about less than 0.001% of the audience, but is thrown in anyway. I don't know why, but the Elliot Gould character is funny. So there are portions of that are real. But to go back to the theme of the show, for the call-in part of the talk show that you're listening to, is the marriage thing. I think guys don't get married because they don't have to get sex, in plain English. Plain English, that's all. Let's take some calls on the Saturday. I should take more time off. I can tell you right now, I know my energy level and my loquaciousness is directly related to being off the air for all the days I've been off, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And because I was off, like, my mind is refreshed. You can't do this every day and be fresh. Or it's going to be like a dirge. It's Democrat, Republican, Obama. We got home. Yeah, vote for them. Yeah, vote for Joe Blow. Yeah, borders, blah, blah, blah. People are, I heard it before. Take a walk. Who cares? It's boring. I'd rather listen to, bad music than you. So I can tell you by my energy level that I need to take much more time off, which I'm going to do this summer, incidentally. I need a lot of more time. I'm a performing artist at the end of the day. I can't say that to you. I am. At the end of the day, radio, like any other medium in the entertainment business, is a performance. What do you think I'm doing? You're just talking to myself? I'm entertaining a lot of people, keeping them gripped to the radio. And unless I feel alive inside, I can't do this. And in order to be alive, I need to take more time for myself to do nothing. That's as simple as that. So there it is. So expect to hear less of me than 5 days a week for a while because I need more time to myself. Because this show, I can tell you right now, is like an out-of-the-ballpark radio experience for me, and I know it is for you. My regular listeners know what I'm talking about. If you're not into it, I'm sorry you don't get the Savage Nation. Let me go to a caller in Philadelphia on WWIQ. Mike, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to let you know I'm so happy that you tell the truth. And one of the reasons I think your ratings may be up is because I think now that the Republicans and the Democrats are sticking together on everything, people are getting sick of it, and they want to hear the truth. And
well, I've declared myself an independent from the time I began in radio. I never identified with either party. And unfortunately for many hosts who are claiming to be independent, they're always Republican water carriers. And I don't have to mention names. They were invited to the White House when Bush was in power. They give you Republican talking points. And people say, you know what, I don't believe them either. It's that simple. So maybe that explains it, the independent streak. But it has to be more than that. It has to be more than independent politics. I think it's because I do have much more versatility, I think, than people expect from talk radio hosts. It's that simple. It's like listening to Chopin as opposed to Mantovani. If you like Mantovani, good luck to you. An earlier analogy was much better anyway. It was the Mozart-Salieri analogy. And that's an interesting one. people say, Savage, you're like Mozart, and the guy who hates you the most is like Salieri. I wouldn't even call him Salieri. I'd call him John Nagy, you know, with a clarinet. Oh, so let me tell you about the Jaguar now, because I'm getting calls on the Jaguar, not married. Okay, let's go to KLIF in Texas. John, you've been holding a long time on why you never got married. Then we'll go back to my car. John in Dallas on KLIF. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. So you never got married. You're in your 40s. Why not?
No, I've never been married. But the comments that the lady made, some of them she hit really square on the head and hard. Some of them I think she's wrong on. As far as the idiot's comment, which was point one, it's absolutely true. You watch any commercial on television, you watch The Simpsons, whatever, there's some woman trying to explain quantum optics to a...
Yes. Every ad for the last 15 years has shown a male as a moron, whether he's black or white. The idiots in the advertising industry have targeted men as morons. It's a kitchen that explodes, and he doesn't know how to fix the broiler that blew up. She cures everything. The smart woman fixes everything. The man is just a bumbling moron. So who did this? You have to look again at the psychotics in the advertising business.
That's right. But the other side of it is it makes the woman look smart and gives her confidence. As far as the sex comment goes, I'm an engineer. Most of the guys I know are pretty conservative. The ones I know that got married when they were 25, 27, they've been married their whole life. They've been happily married. They've never complained about sex. The ones who are going to get divorced are the ones who complain about sex. As far as the children and the money situation, she hit the nail right on the head. I knew a guy, sheriff showed up at the plant. It was a defense contractor. Security escorted him out. Everybody thought he got caught with kiddie porn or something. It turns out his wife filed a restraining order and filed for divorce. Falsely accused him of molesting the children. He was in his car for a week. They couldn't get paid.
Yes, the rotten, stinking lawyers who should be hung from a lamppost to tell the women to say these things are the reason for that. These divorce lawyers are the lowest scum on the planet. They're worse than class action lawyers. I'd put them all on a ship and send them out to sea and then sink the ship if I could.
That's one way to do it. As far as the space and the freedom, those are actually variation of treating men like idiots. So I would kind of agree with her on that. As men get treated like idiots, women think they can take over the home. In reality, what it really comes down to, and I think the reason I've never been married, and I've had some pretty long-term relationships, and every time I get into one, I get to thinking, does she want my money? Does she want security? What's really going on in her head? And something happens. But men and women...
Well, you're saying that your thought process moves to that point after a while in the relationship, where you're asking, what does she really want of me? Does she really like me, or does she really want security? Well, you have to be realistic. She probably wants both. She wants you, and she wants security. You're an engineer. You have a good living. Why wouldn't a woman want a man with who can give her some security? That makes sense. It's been going on from the time that Indians traded wampum, or Fijians traded, or New Guineans traded pigs. Everybody wants to be with a man who has something to offer them.
Well, that's true, but a good relationship. I mean, a man and a woman, they're like a right and left glove. They have to complement each other. If you put the left-hand glove on the right hand, it ain't going to work. And I think...
Well, that's right. It's very hard to find that complementariness in men and women today for a number of reasons. One, because women have far more power than they've had, God bless them, and they're competitive with the men on every turn, in every way. Maybe they make more money than the men, so they think that they can tell a man to drop dead and go to hell or have him listen to her. You put two alphas together, they're not gonna make it. It's that simple. You got an alpha woman and an alpha male, they're not going to have a very compatible relationship. That's number two. So how many alpha males want to marry a beta woman? What are they looking for? They want an alpha woman, and they're going to have a rotten relationship. Alpha-alpha doesn't work. And I think you need an alpha male with a beta female or an alpha female with a beta male in terms of dominance. It doesn't mean in terms of intelligence. In terms of talking about personality and dominance aspects of the alpha-beta. It doesn't work if they're both the same and they both are fighting for the same niche.
Can I make one more point that is not related to this topic but may actually save someone's life?
Yeah.
You talked a lot about cars and the NSA and the chips and so forth.
Yes.
If I've ever had was a manual transmission. If anything like that ever happens to me, I put it in neutral and I work the parking brake.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I bought a 1970 Jaguar. They don't even have the technology to control that car. That car is so old and so not digital that there's absolutely no satellites around that can control that car's accelerator and brake pedal. I think there's going to be a run on pre-70s cars right now. I'm sorry I sold my 65 Cadillac. That was a tank. Thanks for the call. The phone number is 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%.
1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
Savage Nation has flown by this evening like a screaming eagle, and I'm glad you're with me. Many topics, all stimulated by a television show, and then a car, a dog, a dream, this or that. The only thing I haven't shared with you yet is my meals, which I think I will spare you the details of. Let's go to Greg on WABC in New York. Greg, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
It's not just the commercials that the men are portrayed in as idiots. It's the television programs themselves, especially the sitcoms. And this dates back to a TV show that I can't stand, The Honeymooners, with Ralph Cramden's character getting involved in all kinds of idiotic plots. And
Oh, the Jackie Gleason character, where he'd always was a buffoon yelling and screaming, and Alice was always right?
Mm-hmm. That's how far back it goes. Even to modern times, when you think about Married with Children and the character, the father in that television program, how he was portrayed in the family, constantly grumpy and always getting involved in a lousy job and unhappy. Even the cartoon versions with Homer Simpson being portrayed as a doofus throwing garbage around.
Yes, but who writes these things? Take a look at the actual human beings who write these series. They're usually, let us put it to you this way, not on the straight and narrow, number one. They're not stand-up guys. They have a vendetta against family, against church, against the military, against police, against America. So the series are reflective of their mental geography.
Right, their perspective on things.
Yes. Do they represent the actual male character? No. I haven't met too many men who are that stupid, by the way, in my life. In fact, most of the men I know who are married are not dumb, incidentally. They usually have the brains and fortitude to get married and stay married and raise children, which is still the toughest job on earth. Anyone could be a playboy. I mean, if they're good-looking and lucky enough, they can find women to have fun with. It takes quite a man to get married and through thick and through thin, stay there for the children, incidentally. And that's not put out in the media. In fact, it's no good, you know, get out of there, leave them alone, let the kids grow. Well, now they're telling people, oh, you don't have to get married. They're telling guys who want children, oh, don't get married, just have children with someone. You pay them to have a child. They have no idea what they're talking about. Who's putting out this information? Just have a child like a dog, you know what that child's going to wind up to be? Just take a look at Hollywood and you'll see what they'll wind up to be. They'll be in rehab by the time they're in the sixth grade. A family requires a house band, a husband known as a house band. He has to be over the house like a house band. He has to keep the house together. You never heard that one before? Well, you heard it tonight on the Savage Nation. It was taught to me when I was a young father by an old man, an old religious figure. And he said to me, a house band is the husband. He's the band over the house. He keeps the house together. That's a beautiful thing. You haven't seen that in the television show, have you? Well, maybe one of these days we'll have a sound entertainment industry. But you know what? I kind of doubt it. I kind of think that the people in the entertainment industry are not oriented in that direction. Let's put it to you that way. Going back to high school, I know the kids who went to the High School of Performing Art. I didn't find them bad kids. They were crazy, zany, fun. They had a lot of fun. They knew what they were. But look what they create. Take a look at the pollution they've created for America and the world. And moreover, look at the consequences of the pollution they've put out. The devastation, the social devastation. The upheaval in the world between this world and the Islamic world is caused not so much by our politics as by our societal exports. I have said that for years. No one will confirm what I'm saying because they're all in the entertainment industry and they don't dare say it. If you look deeply into the mind of the traditional or Orthodox Muslim, who already has a distemper toward the West, the one thing they hate the most is the perversion that is pumped into their houses by the Hollywood crowd. Every TV show shows a scene which portrays men in the most negative lights, women in the most vile manner, the use of drugs, the use of sex, etc. This is something the Islamic world detests, and they're willing to die to stop from entering their world. Now, you're not going to read this in a newspaper. You're not going to hear this on NPR. But you heard it from a guy who knows what's going on in the world. Me. One man's opinion. Michael Savage. More in the next hour across most of my 200 affiliates. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage.
Tuesday, July 9th. The Savage Nation Hour 3. You're on michaelsavage.com. And here's all the news of the day. Snowden. Asylum. In Venezuela. The New York Police Department released gas in the subway for an attack drill. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Regarding the Zimmerman case, the sheriff's office prepares a Zimmerman verdict riot plan. After all, you must have mob justice if you're in America under Obama, right? You'd expect a leader to say, I want peace in my country, but he's not even in the country. Where is he? Can anyone find Waldo? Also on michaelsavage.com, IRS mistakenly posted as many as 100,000 Social Security numbers on the government website, and they're going to be in charge of making sure you pay for Obamacare. How do you like that? From the world of the rappers, a rapper was shot dead on stage in front of 3,000 fans. Different strokes for different folks. What else is on michaelsavage.com? Well, all you got to do is, I guess you're one click away to michaelsavage.com, home of the Borders, Language, and Culture quote that everyone's using without giving me credit for it. Savage is number one in streaming talk shows. I beat Limbaugh for the first time since the network change. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Oh, why would you know that? The TSL of the top 25 talk shows for the second quarter 2013 ranks Michael Savage at number one. Limbaugh, number two. Glenn Beck, number three. All the rest are unknown personalities, and they're way, 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 way down the list. To give you some idea, Michael Savage, number one. Thank you for your support. Not talking about politics as usual, because you've heard it all day long if you listen to the news, and I can do only so much of it, and then it's enough already. I mean, I'll come back, when something happens, okay? And intermittently. There's no news, really. You can make it up by making believe you're angry over everything in the world until eventually, you know, no one wants to hear it anymore. So I'm talking instead about a Showtime show called Joe Donovan. I talked about Liev Schreiber's background with his crazy communist mother and how Hollywood seems to be filled with these people, with the exception of the guy who steals every scene, who's John Voight. I don't really know John Voight's politics. I've had breakfast with him twice. I think he's a great guy. I don't keep in touch with him. He's not my friend. But the minute he enters the scene, the movie, it's bingo. The phone number here is 855-400-7282, if I remember correctly. 855-400-7282. And let me remind you something else. Talking is something you cannot do judiciously unless you keep in practice. Let me repeat that again. For all of you out there who think you could just get up here and talk for 3 hours a day and not stumble on yourself and do a good job, remember, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. I'm actually quoting someone. It's a movie. If anyone can tell me from which movie that line came, I will give you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. No one's going to know where I got that one from. Now let me go back to this for a minute, and I'll tell you why. Hollywood is filled with communists for reasons I don't understand why they hate America. In this series, Ray Donovan, I don't know whether they're communists or anarchists, or they're all left-wing except probably for John Voight, who is a well-known conservative in Hollywood. How he survives, I really don't know. But if you look at Liev Schreiber, he was born Isaac Liev Schreiber in San Francisco. Wow. By the way, we have winners on talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. 20 people looked it up and got it right. One person's winning the book. Please don't call on that. Michael in Naples, Florida, go ahead. Where does that phrase come from, that sentence?
Michael, it was the Maltese Falcon, and I to look it up.
You did look it up, or you knew it?
I did not. I knew it.
How did you know that?
It's one of my all-time favorite movies, and I have a memory for certain good movies.
That's amazing to me, Michael. Who would think that of an audience of whatever number it is that people would even know a phrase as obscure as that, and it's Sidney Greenstreet talking to Humphrey Bogart, where he says, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. I said to myself, my God, what a statement that is for talk radio. So obviously you're an extreme watcher and listener of the media, correct, Michael?
Yes.
And are you a film buff?
I am.
Do you like Joe Donovan? Have you seen Ray Donovan?
By coincidence, I saw the first episode, maybe half of it, before I turned it off.
Thank you. Now, wait a minute. That's good. Why'd you turn it off?
It didn't strike me as, the suspension of disbelief. I couldn't go with it because.
Thank you. In other words, well, first of all,
I don't like guys
who play tough guys who I know are not. Like, Liev Schreiber pumped himself up with, you know, with trainers and bodybuilding. He doesn't look like a tough guy to me. Is that sort of what turned you off?
Yeah, it's not necessarily the physicality. It's more the willingness.
Interesting. Well, you know, how about his Russian bodyguard, the fixer? He actually looks the part, doesn't he?
Looks, yes, but just the overall feel of it.
Okay, so it looks too. Okay, do you agree with me that John Voight steals the scenes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a John Voight fan to begin with. I'm really impressed with you, Michael. Would you prefer a copy of Abuse of Power or A Time for War?
Abuse of Power.
You got it. It's on the way out to you. Now, I've got to tell you something else. I have a screenwriter friend coming out from New York. This is going to be a big week for me. And he's spending 4 days with me because we're going to adapt one or both of my novels for the screen. And he just sent me an email. I'm not going to tell you who he is. I asked him what he thought of this Showtime series. Maybe, you know, look, if you're not, here's the thing about my show tonight. Let's say you don't have cable. You don't watch this. Saying, well, what am I listening to this for? The answer is maybe you'll learn something about acting, directing, writing, script, whatever, or about drama or my view of it. So he sends this to me, and he says, I saw it. He watched it for my sake last night. He said it has a kind of updated noir feel. I do a good job in the first 20 minutes, blah, blah. But he said, downsides, there are a lot of plot details to keep track of, which can get tricky if they develop them all. And at least in this episode I watched, tended to make it a bit too diffuse. The dialogue was pretty good on the whole. They didn't overload it with information, simply letting the scene speak for itself. Tough to write a reticent character like Ray in that medium. Well, anyway, that's that story. You know, I learned something. You want to hear what I learned? I said, in the middle of talking, I said, you know, I'm back. And I said, you know, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. And then I said to you, that quote came from a certain movie, and if you know where it came from, I'll send you a book. Another talk shows would have used a line like that as though they created it, not realizing that this medium radio is filled with the most intelligent people, the most intelligent listeners in the country. And someone would catch you plagiarizing, and then you'd be Doris Cairns Goodwin. So, you see, the thing is, if you're not honest with your audience, you're not going to last in this business. I'll tell you right now. The worst thing you can do is be a pseudo-intellectual, quote people without quoting, I mean, rip off writings without telling the people what you're reading. So you can get away with a lot of that in radio, you think, but you can't. If you have an intelligent audience, they're going to catch you. I'm trying to give you tips if you're a young guy who want to be a talk show host. So, you want to be a talk show host. Join the famous talk show host school. Only $99 a month. Remember those famous artist schools in Connecticut? I was so tempted as a kid. Join the famous artist. It was always like a guy in a smock who looked like Uncle Weatherby with an easel. And if you sent the money, they turn you into an artist. Look, people have dreams. Why not? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. days. Pick up your supply of Anadoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anadoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get an Anadoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Have fun at the 21st Annual Brentwood Corn Fest, July 12th through the 14th, located at Brentwood Boulevard and Technology Way. Shuttles from parking lots will be provided by Tri-Delta Transit. Enjoy Friday night fireworks, live music, carnival rides, kids' fun zone, tractor races, arts and crafts, and corn activities. Plus, great food, local wines, microbrews, and plenty of corn. Special musical guests include Papa Do Run Run, Public Eye, The Citations, Como La Fleur, a tribute to Selena, and Chicago Tribute Authority. Tickets are now available for purchase at all Brentwood, Antioch, and Oakley Rayleigh's locations and the Brentwood Chamber office. Visit BrentwoodCornFest.com for more information. Sponsored by Dwelly Farms, F.A. Majori & Sons, G&S Farms, Ron Nunn Farms, Simone & Masoni Farms, Wiretech Electric, A. Meadows Property Management, the Contra Costa Times, the Monthly Grapevine, American Medical Response, Purple Cow Websites, the City of Brentwood, Apex Securities, Comcast, Bud Light, Gregory Investments, and Tri-Delta Transit. My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Colavita olive oil and balsamic vinegar products. Colavita is America's best-selling Italian extra virgin olive oil. Cold-pressed from the best fruit of the olive tree, it's the natural juice squeezed from the Italian olives one day after the harvest. Colavita balsamic vinegar is the perfect proportion of sweet and sour and will offer your taste buds a full and rich flavor with a variety of shadings. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Rayleigh's, and Bel Air Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekins Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
This is Michael Savage live tonight, filling in for myself. I took a long hiatus from radio, for me very long, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and here I'm back Tuesday, the long July 4th weekend. What can I report? many things and nothing. All I can tell you is that radio is it. Radio is the best high in the world, and I'm glad to be back in front of the microphone. And I realize most of you don't watch Showtime. Most of you are not into as much. I'm a television addict. It takes my mind off problems, and I'm often perplexed at the roles that actors play as opposed to their communistic politics. You know, the opposition between the position they take as an actor and who they actually are in person. So one of the shows that I'm interested in, as I mentioned, is called Ray Donovan. It started on Showtime. And it's about, it shows the seamy side of Hollywood. It shows the seamy side of Hollywood, sort of. In other words, we get a picture of what it's really like, but we really don't see how dirty it really is and how degenerate most of them really are. But we get a peek at it. I got to give you a hint on that one. So Ray Donovan is played by Liev Schreiber, who I'll tell you more about in a minute. And he's the man who cleans up the messes of Hollywood's rich and powerful while trying to keep his own family and his own personal problems under control. Now, Liev Schreiber is, to me, wrong for the part because he tries to look too tough when he's actually vulnerable. He hides the vulnerability that he really has shown in earlier movies. And I can't see him as a tough guy. That's number one. But John Voight, who plays his father, who's let out of prison, who's his arch enemy, steals the show. John Voight, in every scene, you can see, you know, this is the thing about great actors, is that the minute John Voight appears on the screen, you're mesmerized by him and his every word, and he projects a power. It's called screen presence. And he has it. Shriver doesn't have it. The son of Heather Milgram and Tell Schreiber. The father is Austrian, Swiss, Irish, and Scottish from a wealthy Protestant society family from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Very good. The mother now lives on an ashram in Virginia and was born into a Brooklyn working-class household of Jewish communists descended from immigrants from Poland, Ukraine, and Germany. Right? He describes his mother as a, quote, far-out socialist Labor Party hippie bohemian freak who hung out with William Burroughs. Wow, what a pedigree that is, Liev. When his mother was 12, her own mother, Liev's grandmother, was lobotomized. That's great, great parentage. His mother has said that she named him after a favorite Russian author, Leo Tolstoy. We'll let that go. When Shriver was 1 year old, his family moved to Canada. Heather, the mother, had a bad experience on LSD. After the father threatened to admit her to a mental institution, she fled with her son. That's the actor we're talking about. As the father pursued his wife, Liev Schreiber and his mother were trailed by private detectives. When he was 3, his father kidnapped him from an upstate New York commune to which the mother had decamped. I'm reading from Wikipedia, by the way. Right? So the father thankfully tried to save the kid and kidnaps him. By the time the kid was 4, he was living with her on the 4th floor of a dilapidated walk-up at 1st Avenue and 1st Street in New York City. In other words, living in an abandoned apartment. That's number 2. And by the way, there was a custody battle which bankrupted his mother's father, Alex Milgram. Milgram, who was the most significant male in Schreiber's youth, played the cello and owned Renoir etchings, but he made his living by delivering meat to restaurants. That was his day job, delivering meat to restaurants. When Schreiber was 5, his parents divorced, his mother won custody, and 2 moved to a cold water flat on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where he was raised. They had no electricity, hot water, or even beds, according to this report. Now, this is important for you to listen. This is what Hollywood's filled with. His mother was a highly cultured eccentric who supported them by splitting her time between driving a cab and creating papier-mâché puppets. I'll tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. I got to thank God I had sane parents. High-strung, yes. Emotional, yes. But my mother didn't create papier-mâché puppets, and she was never a schizophrenic. On Shriver's 16th birthday, his mother brought him a motorcycle, quote, to promote fearlessness. Now, here's an interesting line coming up. The critic John Law wrote in a 1999 New Yorker profile, I love the New Yorker profiles where they feature me, he said that to a large extent, Liev Schreiber's professional shape-shifting and his uncanny instinct for isolating the frightened, frail, goofy parts of his characters are a result of being forced to adapt to his mother's eccentricities. It's both his grief and his gift. I don't know what that really means. But we do know that, according to this article, this actor endured his mother's mood swings and bohemian proclivities, which included making him take Hindu names, wear yoga shirts, and forcing him briefly to go to an ashram in Connecticut when he was 12. In the late 70s and early 80s, Liev Schreiber, known then as Shiva Das, lived in an ashram in Pomfret, Connecticut. He also abided by his mother's vegetarian diet, blah, 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 blah. So now he says, now since he had a child, Sasha, I've completely identified with everything my mother went through raising me, and I think her choices were inspired. In other words, he learned nothing from her madness. He learned nothing. So now he's going to impose his mother's insanity on his own child. I want to go back to the Showtime TV show Ray Donovan, which I find very interesting from a few points of view, but very fails in some ways. And one of the reasons it fails is that the tension between the father and son doesn't exist for me. It's forced. I have no idea why I should care about the father character played by John Voight coming back and why he hates him. I don't quite understand it. What are they trying to do? The father, the Abraham and Isaac thing? I don't quite get it. This is what they're trying to do, a little modified Abraham and Isaac. Now, you have to understand something. This series was written by a woman, and she does a fairly good job, and she got credit for the script. And the wife and the women characters are drawn very, very well. And while the men are drawn very well, they're not drawn as well as the women characters because it's written by a woman. And it's a woman's point of view, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. There are some good women characters. But, you know, I'm a huge fan of The Sopranos. I watch the reruns. I've watched the reruns for years. I've missed it since it's gone off the air. I've never seen writing like this, like The Sopranos. I mean, some of the lines are such killers that I remember them to this day. For example, I was watching a rerun the other night, and I forget which, Paulie, the guy with the white sides on his head, that character, he's a fabulous character. He's talking about when you get older. Tony's in the hospital with a gunshot wound, hovering between life and death. And he's sitting there talking to Tony while Tony's in a coma. And Tony, they show Tony's dream, Tony Soprano's dreams. Actually, what he's thinking in the coma, which is brilliant. I never saw it done as well. And the guy's struggling, and then they show the blood pressure rising as this idiot's talking to him about idiot things, where he almost throws him into a cardiac arrest from his maddening dialogue. So one of the things this Paulie character says to him is, I don't know, Tony, you know, you're trying to pass the time, shoot the breeze there in the hospital, and Tony's in a coma. And he says to him, you know, Tony, he says, look, when you get older, it's not easy to keep in shape. He says, when I was in the Army, he said, I had such biceps, they wanted to put me in the Army magazine. I was so good, my arms. Look at him now, he says. No matter what you do, they hang like a woman's, and he doesn't, you know, I can't say that on radio. I mean, killer lines like that, you have to be a little older to get it. Because no matter what a man does, no matter what testosterone product you're taking, at a certain point, you just have to give it up and accept the fact that that time and gravity catches up with all of us. It's not as simple as that. And, you know, once you accept that time and gravity catches up with all of us and you just take a deep breath, it's actually pleasant to recognize the fact that you're not going to live to the age of Methuselah. And you may as well just try to, like, you know, enjoy it while you can. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Federal air safety officials have released more details about the weekend crash of Asiana Airlines jumbo jet at San Francisco Airport. The pilot at the controls was only about halfway through his training on the Boeing 777 and was landing at San Francisco Airport for the first time ever. His co-pilot was also on his first trip as a flight instructor, and two flight attendants working in the back were ejected and survived when the plane slammed into a seawall and lost its tail. Canadian authorities have launched a criminal probe into the crash of a runaway train in a community near the Maine border. Two more bodies were recovered today, bringing the death toll to 15. Dozens are still missing. A Quebec police inspector said investigators have discovered elements that have led to a criminal probe. He gave no details but ruled out terrorism. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So, how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Please join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again on Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. How does your financial game plan look right now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Again, join us Tuesday the 16th at the Pleasanton Hilton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's in Santana Row in San Jose. Both are at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
I'm tickled to tell you about switching to Geico. It's not every day you listen to me, your conscience. You know, you could save hundreds on car insurance by switching to Geico, and they also have roadside assistance in case you get locked out of your car or need your battery jumped, mama. So switch to Geico because you could save money and stop getting so mad when you lose at bridge. It's just a game, after all.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Never mind what the mainstream media is telling you. The fight over the immigration bill is not over. It's just begun. I've told you before that amnesty for millions of illegals will destroy the country. Why? It's going to drive down wages. But I'm not the only one saying this, okay? Joining us now is the founder of the Black American Leadership Alliance and former trial attorney with the U.S. Department of Justice, Leah Durant, who is organizing a march for jobs in an attempt to wake people up to what is really going on with this bill and who's going to really be hurt the most. Leah Durant, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much. Really glad to have the opportunity to be here.
Leah, what is the Black American Leadership Alliance and why are they organizing the march for jobs?
Well, the Black American Leadership Alliance is a group of folks from, you know, various disciplines. We've got people that are academics, people that are in politics, I mean, just a wide range of varying professional experiences. And these are folks that have all come together because they're concerned about, you know, the immigration issue. They're concerned about, you know, black labor and making sure that there are sufficient numbers of jobs for Americans, basically. So we're based in Washington, D.C., and basically we're looking at the impact that large-scale immigration, specifically the Senate immigration bill, will have on the black community. You know, right now we've got 1 in 7 blacks is unemployed, 22 million Americans is either out of work or underemployed. So all the evidence out there really does show that if we add an additional 11 to 20 million workers, that it will have a devastating and profound impact on low-skilled workers, a large number of whom are black. So that's our main concern. We're hosting a D.C. March for Jobs in order to be able to combat that and to urge Congress to oppose amnesty and stand up in favor of the American worker.
Well, what's the position of the so-called Congressional Black Caucus on this issue?
We actually started this movement on behalf of the Senate immigration bill by issuing a letter, an open letter, to the Congressional Black Caucus, as well as to the Senate Gang of Eight, and to those senators from states with the highest rates of black unemployment. And basically what we did is we presented them with all the evidence. There's so much evidence out there showing that large-scale immigration, both legal and illegal, drives down wages, and it makes it harder for low-skilled Americans to find jobs. So we contacted and we reached out to the Congressional Black Caucus and these other groups of senators. And basically what we found is, the Congressional Black Caucus issued a statement saying that, they would hold off their support of the Senate immigration bill to wait and see if the Senate bill would include a diversity lottery. You know, so they want to make sure that if they have people taking American jobs, they want to make sure that they're a diverse group of people, which is just laughable and absolutely backwards public policy. So we're urging them. We are just coming out and saying we stand together. We've got a lot of groups working with us, the Tea Party community, .com, and a number of other groups. And so we're right, we're left. We're basically just saying this amnesty bill right now would be so, so bad for American workers, and we're standing in opposition to it.
Will passage of the Senate amnesty bill harm black Americans and other low-skilled workers more than other population groups in America? You betcha.
Well, I think you can look. I just wrote a piece the other day about this. You know, you can follow the money trail. And it's unfortunate. I hate to be so cynical like that. But, I think you can see flip-flops on both the right and the left. You know, you've got senators that during their races, came out in strong opposition to amnesty. Senators like the good senator, Senator Rubio, and Senator John McCain and others. But then you saw a quick sort of about-face on this issue. So, you know, for us, we think it might be due to, corporate interest or some pressure from ethnic lobbies. But the bottom line is, you know, when you poll the American public, time and time again, these polls have consistently shown that Americans want more border enforcement. They want to make sure that immigration laws are enforced. They'd like to see reduced levels of immigration overall, and they'd like to see an end to illegal immigration. So this really is, the march that we're having really is an opportunity for Americans to come out, you know, from all various backgrounds, white, black, red, whatever, to come out and say we stand together. We may not agree on most things. We may not agree politically, but we do see eye to eye on this immigration bill. We know that it's bad. Notwithstanding what some members in Congress are telling us, we know that this will be hurtful to our communities and especially hurtful for those who work in low-skilled labor sector.
Several studies show that black Americans are disproportionately harmed by mass immigration and amnesty. I know that. Why do you suppose so-called lawmakers are ignoring these facts?
Well, I think there's a lot of competing evidence out there. You know, I know the Congressional Budget Office came out with a report basically saying that, hey, within 10 years, most of these folks will wind up being a boon on the economy because they'll pay taxes. Well, I think it's important to remember that the Senate bill provides a pathway to citizenship that doesn't allow these individuals to become citizens until 13 years out. And there have been competing studies out there that show that if you take a look at what happens after 13 years, this is when all of these folks will begin to be eligible for Obamacare and various means-tested programs. So actually there are a number of studies that show that that the legalization path would actually become a huger deficit and drain on the economy, which makes good sense to me. If you've got individuals that are going to be largely working in the low-skilled labor market, it does not make good sense to assume that they would be paying more in taxes than they're taking out in benefits and services. So I think that if you see a large-scale legalization, what you're going to see is you're going to see situations where it's more difficult for Americans to find jobs, and they will have reduced wages when they do. And I think that's been widely supported. You can take a look right now at the number of Americans working in the U.S. labor force. Right now, we're down to 63%, one of the lowest wage participation rates that we've seen since 1963. So, you know, I think you're going to continue to see Americans being pushed out of the labor force, which is a very unfortunate and very avoidable situation, which is why we stand in such strong opposition to this bill.
What is the key message of the March for Jobs?
Well, we are trying to say that we want for Congress to listen to us, listen to American workers, and understand that we know the impact that a large-scale legalization will have on poor American workers, and it will have a disproportionate negative impact on African-American workers. Again, right now you've got 1 in 7 blacks is unemployed. You've got a black unemployment rate that's double that of the national average. So what we're saying is, you know, if you care about poverty, and many of these folks say that they do, or if you care about wealth, or a number of these other means-tested programs, you've got to ensure that there are a sufficient number of jobs for folks who are already here. So we're saying before we have any discussions of amnesties or pathways to citizenship or legalization or any of these things, we have to make a determination that we've got a sufficient number of jobs for our own workers, and we've got to have immigration policies that put American citizens back to work. So because of that, we're hosting this march on July 15th, next Monday, and we will be meeting at Freedom Plaza right downtown Washington, D.C. at 9:30 a.m. And we plan to march to Upper Senate Park. We've got some fantastic speakers like Senator Ted Cruz and Colonel Allen West and a number on the right and left. We think it's going to be a fantastic day, and I hope some of your listeners are able to come out and join us.
Leah, who's speaking at the March for Jobs rally?
Oh, we have so many wonderful, just a power-packed lineup. We've got C.L. Bryant, K. Carl Smith, Senator Ted Cruz, former Congressman Allen West, and State Senator Elbert Guillory. I mean, just a number of fantastic, powerful speakers and many, many more. We know it's going to be a wonderful day, great opportunity for people to come out and make sure that their voices are heard on this issue. So we would just urge your listeners, check us out. Take a look at our website. We're at www.dcmarchforjobs.com, all spelled out. And see how they feel about this immigration issue. We feel very strongly that this may be one of our last chances to impact the House of Representatives as they meet to discuss the immigration and the way the nation will move forward with its immigration laws. So just telling your folks to come on out, take a look, and we'll have a fantastic day.
Leah, where can my listeners read more about this?
You can visit our website. We would love to have folks check us out. The website is www.dcmarchforjobs.com. That's all spelled out, March, F-O-R, jobs.com. Or they can contact us. We'd be happy to speak with them. They can call us at 202-349-0858.
Leah Durant, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com. So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is here, and that means hot weather, lots of sun, lots of time in the pool, and all of those things are bad for your hair. The chlorine makes it dry and brittle. The sun makes it break. All of these things can be reversed by Ovation Cell Therapy. Last summer, my hair was a disaster. It was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like if I ran my fingers through it, I was going to get a handful, and I did. And then I found Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was already noticing my hair becoming longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. And you can feel the same, too. Just go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. And girls, this is not just for you. It's for the guys as well. Again, just go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP. A tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week, Whistleblower Wednesday, where you're the star. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
When I was young and poor, when I was 1 and 20, when I was young and poor, I was crazy about cars. I was car crazy, like all America boys. And one of the cars I always dreamed of having, I read Road and Track like people read the Bible in Missouri. I could tell you the 0 to 60 times, the quarter mile times, the axle ratios. I could tell you the carburation, the aspiration, the inspiration, the acceleration of any car in America when I couldn't drive. And I got my first car, which was a used, of course, 1955 two-door salesman's model Oldsmobile in green. And I got to tell you something. When my father brought that car home for me on Utopia Parkway and sat out there in the rain, I to this day have never had a thrill as I had that night going out of my attached brick house when my dad said, I got you this car, Michael, and I went down in that car, and I sat in that car with the rain forming on. It was like a light rain. I don't know what time of year it was. I was born in March. So it must have been March, April, spring rain in New York. And I saw the beads of water forming on the windshield. Sitting with my father in a car, we said nothing. I sat in that car, two-door salesman's Oldsmobile, 1955 car, must have been 1958, 59, 60 by that time, I guess 60. That car was still the most beautiful car in the world to me, but I dreamed of others. And one of the cars I always dreamed of was a Jaguar. I always loved the XK150, the 140. And as time went on, I had a 150, which is a piece of junk. As I told you last week, got locked in first gear on we went to a party in Manhattan. It was like 2 in the morning. We come out of the party, you know, ripped out of our minds. I didn't know where I was to begin with. Now you put the car, you try to put the car to start it, and it's locked in first gear, and you can't move it, and it's a tow-away zone at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you're with your other doofus friends who also don't know what to do with the car. So we had to schlep back to Queens in someone else's car and get a tow truck and tow that piece of junk out of there. So I said, I'll never buy another Jaguar. Well, a few years later, I bought another Jaguar. I bought an XK140 drophead coupe, automatic, no less. And when the kids were young, I loved that car. And this is an interesting story from my point of view. If you're interested, fine. If not, go listen to someone. Go listen to Wolfgang. I don't really care. I'm just telling you a story. Here's the thing. This is storytelling time in the Savage Nation. It's summer. Lighten up. Lighten up, man. We got a dictatorship. The NSA is spying on you. They're flooding the country with illegal aliens. The borders are being overrun. The language is being bastardized. The culture is being stepped upon. Congress is filled with a bunch of no-goodniks. But other than that, things are basically the same they've always been for most of us. And so, therefore, there's an old phrase, living well is the best revenge. And what that means to me is turn within in a certain way. You know what I mean? Do what you like to do. What are you going to do, change the world? I've tried 19 years of trying. So give me the merit badge. Give me the Eagle Scout merit badge for trying. And I'll keep trying. But, you know, at a certain point, you have to try to enjoy yourself as well. Eat well, drink well, drive well, whatever. And try to hold on to your health and take care of your family and let the world go to hell. That's what I got to tell you right now. And if you care to chime in on any of these topics, the phone number is no reason to give it to you, really, because it's sold out. Because if you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. As I learned back in the 60s from the great naturalist and writer, John Burroughs, who wrote that. If you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. And I'll tell you something, that's what radio has to be, especially now. I want to read you something. Savage Nation, the king of digital talk radio. This is from my free newsletter, which you can get by going to michaelsavage.com, and you click and you get a free newsletter. So they wrote this. It says, in today's issue, more and more talk radio fans are listening to their favorite shows through their smartphones and other digital devices. And now for the second time, TalkStream Live reports, the Savage Nation is the digital king of America's talk radio shows, drawing the most listeners via web streaming in the second quarter of this year. TalkStream Live, which provides a dynamic directory of internet radio, ranked Michael Savage number one in the second quarter of 2013, moving up from number two in the first quarter. Savage's share of the audience was 12.5 compared to Rush Limbaugh's 12.3. It's the second time Savage has become the top streaming talker. He ranked number one in the third quarter of 2012, just before a short hiatus due to his transfer to Cumulus Media Networks, which began airing his show in a new time slot, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Now listen to this. This is intriguing. TalkStream Live used a sample size of 869,144 listener sessions from April 1 to June 30. This is a huge sample. As an epidemiologist, this is a major league sample, so it's accurate. So it says, TSL explains that it composites top 25 report, blah, blah, blah. Many listeners hear the Savage Nation through smartphone apps provided by, well, I don't read the name, da, 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 da. The show is also garnering high ratings on the traditional airwaves through local stations across the nation, which can be found here. Visit the Michael Savage website here. So I'm not going to ask you a question to blow my own horn, but I got to tell you something. Number one, I left the air for a month. Number two, I came back on the air in a new time slot. And number three, now I'm number one, and I'm the king of digital talk radio. I could ask you why, but I know why. The answer could be heard in tonight's show, because I'm not doing the same stuff that you heard all day long. I'm not lazy. I'm very committed. And if I give you what's interesting to me, I think it'll be interesting to you. One last note on the ratings thing. Digital streamers, meaning people listen to radio on their portable devices, are generally much younger than the regular listeners who listen on, you know, radio. So if you are wanting to get a younger audience, it's my show. I'm an anomaly in the talk radio business, which, God bless older people, but most people in conservative talk radio in particular tend to pull in people, you know, 50 and above. Nothing wrong with that. I'm in that category. But the advertisers think that that's sort of a diminishing audience. The politicians have written it off. They're all wrong, incidentally. But the fact is that young people listen to the radio on their apps, on their devices. And who are they listening to most in talk? Me. Why? Why are young people listening to me when they have so many other choices? Well, I'll let you figure it out. I hinted at it when I quoted the Maltese Falcon line, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. And so I dream to keep in practice. My dreams are in color, and they're filled with dialogue. They're good movies every night. Last night I had a bad movie. Last night's movie consisted of me losing Teddy, my beloved dog. And the reason that happened, and I'll get back to the show in a minute, I figured that out because I've been doing, you know, self-analysis since I'm 17, dream analysis. I learned it from an American Indian in New York a long time ago. And you don't have to believe me, but I did. I learned a lot of things from American Indians in bars in New York. You wouldn't believe that either. In fact, I had my palm read in a West Village bar. I'll never forget. Did I ever tell you that story? See, it's summertime, and the stories start to predominate my show in the summer because it's easy listening. It's summertime, and the living is easy. It's as simple as that. Yeah, you're going to agitate and eat your guts out. You can if you want, but, you know, count me out of it for tonight. So I remember when I was a young guy, like 17, 18, 19, I don't know how old, I was trying to be a bohemian. I don't know, for whatever reason, I liked to go to the West Village. And there was a bar, I remember now, I think it was called the Dugout. It had sawdust on the floor. And it was so not like my normal, beautiful Queens, you know, I called it my green carpeted world of perfect security. Every kid runs away from that. They want to think that they're going to walk in the wild sex. I did the bridge and tunnel job, go into the West Village, and I hung out in this bar. Who knows who I was trying to ape at the time, you know, one writer or another. They all turn out to be schmucks anyway. I mean, you don't know as a kid. See, if you're young, you got to understand you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what you're doing. You think you know. But you have no idea who you are or what you're going to be or what's really going on. And what you tend to do is ape. You ape actors. You ape morons who consider themselves artists. So I did the same thing when I was 18. So I went to this bar, hung out with people, including an American Indian, who I'll never forget, read my palm. Big guy, big hands. And he said, let me see your hand. He didn't even introduce himself. He was one of the regulars. So he looks at my palm and he says, I forgot what he said. He said to me, you're going to have a long life, and you're going to do very well financially. The next moment, a woman was doing a cartwheel, you know, trying to be a bohemian, sort of like Liev Schreiber's mother, I guess, or I might say someone in the Oval Office's, you know, ashram-loving hippie mom, was doing cartwheels in the bar to attract attention to herself, and she fell over on her behind in the sawdust and was completely chagrined, looked horrible, whereupon the Native American, or shall I say Indian, who had just read my palm, went up to her, quite drunk, I believe, bowed to her with one arm on his stomach and one arm, and said, madam, if you're going to swim with the fishes, you have to expect to get wet. Which I thought was very clever and very funny. I enjoyed it very much. Boy, did I get my money's worth that night for the few beers that I bought. But those were the days when there was intelligent dialogue in bars. I mean, I got to tell you something. I don't know if it still goes on. What goes on in bars today? I don't know. I don't go to bars in that regard. What's the point? With cable television and whatever. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.